In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dirt and Sprague continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan. 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your weekends were great. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Some fun news for the YouTube crowd for the rest of the day. Not only has Oregon punched their ticket to the college football playoff, but you could stick around on YouTube today and see Danny Morang in green and yellow face paint. He is back. His voice has returned.
He's in duck drag today, huh?
He has not painted it yet, but I imagine the painting process will take place over the next hour.
Daisy Duck?
Daisy Duck will be in here with Patrick Harris from 10 to 1 on the firm of Harris and the Duck. That's what we're calling the show now.
Danny Duckman.
Danny Duckman. That's what we call him around here.
Yeah.
Hey, have fun in the Holiday Bowl.
Does he do a quack instead of a monkey sound at the start of his show today?
I hope the puppies have fun in the L.A. Bowl. You might get to play UNLV in the L.A. Bowl. That's a fun end to your season.
That'll be right here on
the fan. Is that still the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, or is it Gronk now, or is it Snoop Dogg Bowl?
I'm going to tell you what. Nobody cares.
I mean,
have fun in the L.A. Bowl.
There's a lot of that.
Does Dan Lanning still have a Washington problem? We ended that dumb narrative.
Still sub 500.
Now that Michael Penix is gone.
Do I need to get a hold of Softy and ask that?
What's his career record against Washington?
Oh, he's 2-3.
I think he's 3-4.
Let's give it one more year.
Yeah.
And then he'll be 500, and then let's give it one more year after that, and he'll be above 500.
Do you guys agree with me? I had the take driving in this morning. I was a little hazy waking up as early as I did today.
Yeah, it was a hard to get up.
A little bit of adjustment there. Do you guys think this is underrated, the worst profession to be in? Outside of like manual labor, you know, tough physical grueling job. It's got to be really difficult to be a teacher because you just had the dirtiest of teases that you had break. And now you're here for what? 2.5 weeks?
No. 2 weeks? Hard disagree. Like, being a teacher is definitely difficult. And they should be paid exponentially more money.
For certain.
For surely undercompensated. But they're also about to have a couple of weeks off in December and then in
so
June.
So are you.
And then June's going to roll around. Are they going to work in July?
Most of them work two jobs.
They going to work in August?
Yeah, most of them do.
Not all of them. The ones that do, that's tough.
I know a lot of teachers that work two jobs.
The ones that have summers off.
I like that you're just saying all of them
the
take summers off.
The ones that have summers off.
Yeah. Okay.
Difficult job, and they deserve to make more money.
Some of them teach summer school. Some of them have to take continuing education over the summer.
Look, I love my teachers, but I'm asking a serious question. Who cares less right now, the teacher or the student?
The teacher, for
sure.
It's
a countdown to Christmas for everybody.
Yeah, everybody just had the week off last week.
Right.
My nieces and nobody's in school last week.
And now it's like, we need you to be serious for 2 more weeks, and then you're off again for Santa holiday.
Put on a couple of movies, you'll be fine, all right?
Let's not act like that last week.
Roll out the dodgeballs for PE. You'll be okay. You'll get through it. I love our
Dirt, your mom's online one.
Yeah, my mom had every summer off. It was great. She took us on adventures, and we did things. She had 3 months off every year.
Well, that was back when, you know, a teacher salary could
live a good life. She's in a good purse category. You know, it's a different era of teachers in this state. That's definitely true.
Pop Sweat got out right at the
right time. Right at the right time. Talk about seeing the life raft off the Titanic as Jonathan Smith thought it was at Oregon State. A lot of teachers in the local area did a wonderful job doing that. They definitely deserve to make more money. We love our teachers. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
Yeah.
Just thank God it's over. I'm going to start there.
Yes.
Thank, for the love of God, it has come to an end.
Yes.
I don't know, and I'm curious how you guys feel, and we'll talk about this. I don't know if I've ever had an athlete or a sports figure that I have gone from loathing to, man, I kind of like this guy now. He's winning me over. Back to loathing more than I have had in the last 72 hours. Well, I should say the last 2 weeks with Lane Kiffin, because he was the guy who was a Nepo baby hire for the Raiders, and then he leaves Tennessee after a year. He beat my team. Last time USC won at Autzen Stadium, Lane Kiffin was the coach of that team.
And
then he gets tarmacked. Yeah. And he's always been, you know, then it kind of turned into a funny punchline of Saban yelling at him. And so you kind of start to warm up to him a little bit. And then he's funny, come to the SIP. He's at Mississippi State, or excuse me, at Ole Miss. And you're just like, man, this, you know.
Don't miss exciting times in Florida.
Exciting times. Like, he rebuilt his brand. There was a documentary about the 80 lives of Lane Kiffin.
Agreed.
And look how much.
Well done, by the way.
It was a brilliant documentary about how much he had learned about being appreciative of where his feet are and not always jumping to the next opportunity. And then the next opportunity came and he jumped and he did it in the ugliest possible way.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of clean ways to do a breakup like this. I will start there.
Yep.
This was handled about as poorly as you could possibly handle the scenario, and Lane Kiffin is now the head coach at LSU.
Well, so you learn a few things through this, right? Like, one, there are no adults running it, and I love that we're constantly, I say this all the time, and it's sometimes taken out of context. I understand it's the second popular sport. Example 1,897 of how that sport is broken. Something can be broken and still operating at a high level.
Yeah.
Okay? They can be the same thing.
Yes, they can.
How there's no adult in any room anymore, and everybody just points the finger at the other adult. This is the NCAA's fault. The schedule, the calendar. Are you the leader of 85 young men?
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe
responsible for anything?
Little responsibility here. You're making $10 million a year.
No big deal? No? Yeah. Okay, it's somebody else's fault. Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you, Nick Saban.
This isn't a player that was making $280,000 and now got a $3 million offer.
It's egregious. These coaches are the highest state employees, and it's never their fault. It's always somebody else's fault unless they're bought out and they're fired. Look, I don't know about you, but by the ninth Marty Smith hit on Saturday night, I, in my living room, turned and said, just shut up.
I don't care.
Make a decision.
I don't care anymore.
I just said that to myself in my living room.
Well, he was waiting for God to get back to him.
Yeah, this was literally me, but Lane Kiffin.
Shut up about the sun. Shut up about the sun.
I mean, just make a decision.
It was timing that up or shut up.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Saturday after the Egg Bowl. You win the Egg Bowl, right? It gets a little testy. You blame Mississippi State. All right, you win. All right, now here goes the decision. Nope. He's going to ponder it. He's going to talk to God. Not Jesus.
Not Jesus.
He's talking to Jesus' dad.
You go right to the head man.
Your father, my father, his father. He is the father because he can't talk to his dad no more because his dad's with God.
Kent from Real Genius all of a sudden.
It's just like unbelievable what this guy did. And it's gross. It's disgusting. And shame on Kirk Herbstreit for publicly saying Ole Miss should just let him coach as if he's not going to.
It's one of the worst takes in the history of sports to argue that Ole Miss should allow him to coach. It just is
and
one
they
of
all
the dumbest
the
things.
Did it.
One of the dumbest things I've ever heard people who clearly have brains, who know what they're talking about the majority of the time in regard to this sport. Like, this is not.
Why would you let him coach?
John Summerall leaving Tulane, a group of six team that might go to the college football playoff and going to Florida, is drastically different than an 11-1 SEC team who is losing their coach to a rival in their conference who they have to play in their own stadium next year. And if you can't see the difference and you think your team should let that guy coach, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And I just, you know, his whole, like, his, what did they call the Kiffin doc again? The 80 lives?
Many lives of Kiffin. And I can't remember what it was called.
But, like, how do you watch that and not have a takeaway of, like, okay, you know, I like him. He trolls. He's fun. He's made Ole Miss sexy, and I want to watch Ole Miss play football again. How do you go through that whole process? And I get it. 7 years, $91 million a year, or $91 million total spread. Totally get it. LSU's won a title with every coach. Sans Brian Kelly. Yeah, totally get it. His team is in a position to win a national championship.
Literally right there.
He's leaving to go to Baton Rouge to be in a position to do what?
Win a national championship.
Okay. All right. So he's leaving an opportunity to win a national championship to go have an opportunity to win a national championship. And you could say, well, the odds increase if he goes to Baton Rouge. Yeah. And if they don't in the next 2 to 3 years, guess who's going to get fired and bought out? And then who hires him? Because at this point, you have zero reason to trust that guy.
Zero.
A group of six school? Absolutely. UNLV? Yeah, Lane Kiffin, come be sleazy. We're the perfect city for you.
a Power Four conference team that is serious about trying to win. Why would I ever trust that guy again if the LSU thing doesn't work out? I'm with you 100%, man. I actually gave him a lot of credit for rebuilding at FAU.
And he deserves it.
Going
he fixed his image and he's won. But
I just this
is why Lane's a headache.
This is handling it the way he did was so disgusting, gross. We haven't even gotten to the audio clips, the airport interview.
Dude.
Talk about uncomfortable. Marty Smith in a hostage situation. We're going to need you to interview ISIS. That's what that was. Like, what are we doing here? It's bad. It's bad for the sport, man. It really is. And now we got a playoff team with no head coach.
No head coach and no offensive staff. The way he handled all this, too, like, there's no easy way to do it. There's no right way to do it. So I will start the statement there. But it feels like, for me, now, I don't know Lane Kiffin. I didn't talk to Lane Kiffin personally. There is a vibe on this that he has known for a while, that he wants to take the LSU job, at least to me. He was very noncommittal after their last Florida game. He had very wishy-washy statements. Like, you could say maybe he was truly undecided. But
I think when his wife got on that jet, they
knew. And that was 2 weeks ago that that happened, right?
Yep.
This all reeks of a guy who tried to run out the clock at the place he was at to the point where they're on the brink of getting included in the college football playoff, and he thought he could have enough pressure to allow him, they would allow him to coach the rest of the season, which they were never going to do. And that's where this stuff gets really frustrating to me. Like, if you want to take another job, if you want to bail on your institution, there is nothing in my competitive DNA that would allow me to do that. If LSU wants me, I would say, you know what, pound sand, dude, I'll accept, you got to wait for me and I'll accept the job when my team's eliminated from the playoff if that's what I want. And if you're not willing to do that, then I'm going to finish this season out. Everything you've preached, all the blood, sweat, and tears that you poured into that team, we criticize players in this similar situation for walking away. How could you possibly do that to your teammates? It's exponentially worse for the guy who is in charge to walk away in the most critical time of your season. But to get to that point and then to turn around and make this into a really ugly, petty thing where there were reports out of Oxford this weekend that, again, he kept delaying things because he was trying to argue behind the scenes that they should keep letting him coach.
And he blamed the AD for not letting him coach,
by the way. He then turned around and basically told his entire coaching staff that if you're not on that plane to Baton Rouge tomorrow, you're not getting a job at LSU. And so all these players that you love and you claim to care about and you claim to be invested in and you claim all of that is absolute BS.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that was the case, you know what you do? You say, hey, I understand that you're not going to let me keep coaching. I can fill my staff in 2 weeks when that college football play or whatever, when the playoff run comes to an end. I'll come hire my coordinator. There's no reason that Charlie Weiss Jr. shouldn't be allowed to call plays for Ole Miss in a college football playoff game, other than the fact that Lane Kiffin gave him an ultimatum and said, if you're not on the plane, you're not getting a job at LSU. And he said, okay. And he got on the plane. And now the entire offensive staff has been gutted leaving with Lane Kiffin to LSU. There are right ways. There's not a lot of right ways to handle this. I get it. He made it as ugly as humanly possible, dragged it out to the last second, and guess what? You know who plays at Ole Miss next year?
LSU.
That is going to be one of the most anticipated college football games that I can remember in a very long time.
Oh, that is Braun coming back to Cleveland. That is Favre as a Viking in Lambeau. Like,
just and villain.
I know.
Oh, my
ESPN
God.
Game Day already got that.
Game
one
Day will
circled.
Be there. That will be the primetime game on ABC. I don't care if Ole Miss is 0-7. It
don't
does
care.
Not matter.
I need to see the reaction. That's what I need to see. Swag won't want to watch it because it's not a big deal when people come back to their old teams, but I think we also learned that. Sorry, I had to do that.
That is a hilarious callback.
Can we also carry over the audio? But
yeah,
also,
I want to play the audio.
Louisiana, like, did we find out that governors have zero power?
The Louisiana governor was like, we're not going to do this again. And then wait till you find out details of the contract.
Oh,
I'll
buddy.
Share those with you.
Good luck
you.
Buying that out.
You think you thought the Brian Kelly deal was bad? It just... Some of this stuff's not absolute craziness. Lane Kiffin talked to Marty Smith. We'll play some of the audio. We'll do that next. And then eventually we got the rest of the coaching carousel blew. Everybody else is hiring coaches. Craziness over the weekend. More Lane Kiffin, though, next on The Fan.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
How about a text says, tell me how you really feel. Kiffin has proven once again he's Captain Douchebag. Timeless point history is a great predictor of future performance, always will be. I hate what Lane did, not for leaving, but the way he did it, simultaneously trying to play the hero, victim, and villain roles. Well done, Lane. Best of luck, asshat. Karma's a bitch. There you go.
Yeah, I think he had, like, most of America rooting for him to succeed there.
They were
like,
a fun little story in the playoff, yeah, great, hosting a game. Like,
I mean, they're fun.
Imagine Notre Dame something, getting in and going to Oxford for a playoff game. How fun that would have been and might still be. I just, yeah. Anyways, Marty Smith got the, not the scoop, but he got the interview that everybody had been waiting for.
He was forced to be there for a week.
And so. It made him stay. He was a prisoner in Oxford, Mississippi. He finally got to go home.
Did you see, he does a show on the weekends with Ryan McGee, who
yeah, Marty and McGee.
Marty and McGee. And McGee is on location, and he has to bring on Marty, who can't be there to host. And he goes, anything, Marty? No, Ryan. No. Still sitting here. Waiting for Lane.
Lane, please.
He's just laughing at him that he has to be stuck in Oxford for a week.
For the love of God.
On Lane Kiffin watch.
Here is Lane Kiffin to Marty Smith. Hey, Lane, what the hell took so long?
It was really difficult. This has been a really special place. 6 years here. I know that there's a lot of feelings and emotions right now around. I hope when they settle down that there's an appreciation
yeah,
about
that'll
what
happen.
We're here and having
in your bra.
You know, the best run that's ever been done in the history of the school yeah. and brought some exciting times. So I'm so appreciative to the
exciting
people
times call
Oxford
exciting.
And the relationships that I developed here. And you know, when I spoke at my dad's funeral, he moved 17 times. God. And I realized when all the people, I got all the letters, calls, people showed up from around all those different spots, NC State, all the different spots he coached. And they said he was able to impact them. And how much that meant to them. And so I've really strived since that day to really try to impact people and help people through life, through my journey. So just prayed a lot and made a family decision and, you know, hopefully get a chance to go, you know, impact a whole new set of people.
So I don't know. I don't think we got two more clips and we'll play them here in a second. I don't think the audio is in there, but there was a moment in the interview that almost made my skin crawl. Like,
yeah.
this is your decision. You want to go? I don't think you handled it well. The timing of it was ridiculous. You getting petty and backstabbing the place that gave you the opportunity when your reputation, by the way, was incredibly questionable. This isn't some up and coming coach who took a G6 job, was super highly thought of, won at a high level at Ole Miss, and then like
who we'd never heard of before.
He had flamed out. Yeah. He was done as a head coach, and he had slowly rebuilt his image. And Ole Miss rolled the dice on Lane Kiffin from FAU and said, "We'll give you a chance." And to turn around and backstab him the way that they did, but he had an answer in there where he said, and he mentioned this after the game. He said, said, I'm going to call my two mentors because my dad's not here. And he said, I'm going to call Pete Carroll and I'm going to call Nick Saban and I'm going to get their advice on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is your decision. And in the answer with Marty McGee, he essentially tried to say the reason I took the job was because Nick Saban and Pete Carroll told me to. And if I'm either of those guys, one, I'm like, dude, first off, what I said to you was in confidence. You don't go run to the media and tell them what my answer was. But two, you're the one that has to live with the consequences of this. No, he said Pete Carroll told me my dad would say to go roll the dice and take it, Lane. Take the shot. Which now all of a sudden, if I'm an Ole Miss fan, I'm like, what the hell, Pete Carroll? What the hell did I ever do to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a whole different thing. I hated the way he handled that. And then my dad was at 17 places, and I prayed to God. That's why you got so petty. He also talked about Ole Miss not letting him coach in the playoffs.
You know, this was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team And at the end of the day, that's his decision. And I totally respect that. I understand that decision. And, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of the luck. Wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in. And totally respect that. So, you know, just really, really hope they play really well and go win the national championship.
By the way, I don't know how he did it, but I'd imagine Tex, he wasn't allowed to be at the final team meeting to say I'm taking the job. The
no.
AD would not allow him to be there. So like his whole, I wish the team luck, like win. So you told him after the Egg Bowl, so you knew after the Egg Bowl, but you made us all wait Sunday morning and then...
There was a report on Saturday night that his defensive coordinator, who's now the head coach,
Pete Golding, yeah.
Pete Golding walked into his office because he was waiting to see how the Auburn-Alabama game finished. Because if Auburn would have won that game, Ole Miss would have been in the SEC
yeah.
title game.
Yep.
And then how about that dilemma going into this weekend? Like, does that kick the can further down the road? But there was a report that Golding walked in and said, you know you're not going to be here. Get the hell out of my office.
Just a slimy worm. And that's, it's really unfortunate because it's somebody that had, I mean, this guy has been around long enough as a kind of a walking punchline
yeah.
that he was fired via overhead projector
yes.
by a guy who's been dead for a decade.
He got tarmacked. Tarmacking
and,
happened.
And he was able to turn all of that around and become a likable guy. And look, I don't even begrudge him for the job, like LSU. I don't agree. I think college football to me, I think it's about the person. I think you can get your, you need your institution to be aligned. You need the collectives
you
together,
need resources,
right?
Yes.
Right. Ole Miss has shown that they have it.
They've given him everything that he has asked for.
And I understand that your title odds increase going to LSU. Okay, but you have a great shot to win a title at Ole Miss. I understand all of it. I just, it's nuts that there were broadcasters saying that he should be allowed to coach on game day. And it's nuts that we're going to have a playoff team where half the staff has been gutted. And I just,
how are they going to look in the playoff? Like, I just watching that game is going to be fascinating.
I don't know. What kind of matchup do they get? Do they get sent down to like a 10 seed? Do they play the 7? Are they 11 because they've lost the coach? So it's the, we're punishing you, but we can't punish you all the way.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's all crazy. And it's not shocking that we got to this point. It's just sad that we all talked about not letting the sport become this kind of joke.
Yeah.
And here we are today. Guess what? The sport's kind of become a joke in these ways.
Yeah, I just, for a guy who has tried to jump around job to job and always thought the grass is greener, only to learn that that's not actually the case throughout the course of his career.
He said that about the Tennessee gig.
He goes,
I wish we would have had more than the
more
year
time.
At Tennessee
yeah.
so we could have really built what we wanted to build. You literally did it.
Yeah.
And you went through it and it didn't work and you got tarmacked. And you still came
and
back around and
it.
You did it again.
One more, and then we'll get to a contract note, and then we'll put a bow on Kiffin. But here he is talking about what is Ole Miss, or excuse me, LSU have that Ole Miss doesn't.
I don't know all that. It just was something that I prayed on and made a family decision.
Nice.
And maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. But I think a lot of times, you know, you just go prove things right. And that's what we're going to do when we get there.
Yeah, look, I don't know what his religious beliefs are. I know there's all sorts of rumors about activity that he was participating in the Oxford community. Sometimes when people use religion as a shield, at least that's what it appears to me on the outside looking in from this case, makes my skin crawl a little bit. He is going to make $13 million annually. The details of the contract are out. So $13 million puts him as only the second coach in the sport to make $13 million. The only other one is Kirby Smart. The other point that I've seen a lot of people bring up. Now, I think Lane Kiffin's a good coach. I have no clue how this is going to work out long-term at LSU. I think he'll win, but I also...
Nobody knows.
I thought Brian Kelly was going to win there, and then he got fired after 3 years.
Right.
What's the biggest thing that Lane Kiffin's won in his career? And this isn't a guy who's been a head coach for 2 years. This guy's been around a long time. He was the last coach to win an Autzen Stadium as a head coach in 2011 for USC. 2011. It is 2025. What's the biggest thing Lane Kiffin's won in his career?
That's a great question.
I've just seen a lot of people say, like, you are giving him that 13. Kirby Smart's got two national championships. That's why he makes 13.
Is it LSU this year when they were still kind of ranked?
I mean, that's the Penn State win for Oregon. They're not even ranked anymore. That program is dog ass. That's why they had to fire their coach.
By the way, didn't Shaw win at Autzen?
No, I'm saying you, the last USC head coach to win at Autzen. Sorry, yeah, my apologies.
I said that wrong. That's my bad.
He's the last USC head coach.
I mean, I don't know.
That,
I think that's the big point Ole Miss fans are holding on to, of like, you didn't win the SEC.
You never won the SEC. You haven't been to an SEC title game.
Yeah.
Maybe he won a conference title at FAU that I'm unfamiliar with, but I mean, fine. All right. I find that interesting. One last contract note on this.
80%
you ready for this?
Buyout.
80% buyout. So if they fire him, you're LSU's right back in the spot they're in right now with Brian Kelly, where they got to pay him north of $50 million. If Ole Miss is to magically go on a playoff run, Lane Kiffin will get the bonus structure that existed in his Ole Miss contract from LSU. So if they win a playoff game, LSU gives him a bonus. If they win the national championship, LSU has to give him $1 million.
Well, they're only giving him over.
They're giving him more than a million, but they have to add another million on top of it. He negotiated, or Jimmy Sexton did, into his deal.
I remember having like a childhood conundrum, and I remember asking my great grandma how to figure out, and it was something really childish, right? And she goes, "Just ask the Lord, baby. He'll guide your heart." And I remember doing that and not knowing where I wanted to go. Like, is my heart supposed to beat differently? I never knew how to decide what God was telling you and what God wasn't telling you.
I can't hear you right now, man. A little bit clearer there.
Lane, $91 million. It's that clear?
All right, God, thanks.
Thank you for that. Lane Kiffin, now the head coach at LSU, and we all will look for our off-season, you know, schedule update whenever we find out that date. LSU is going on the road to Ole Miss next year, and that will be probably the most anticipated game of the entire college football season.
I hope they don't get railroaded by the committee. They don't deserve it.
No,
that team deserves a shot to at least show that they're a playoff-worthy team. And
they're going to become a strong rooting interest for a lot of people who don't have a team involved, of like, man, dude, go on a run. Them winning a title without Lane Kiffin would be hilarious.
Now, what if you're the 7 and they're the 10?
Then I'm not rooting for them, and you're not a cute story anymore. We will crush you. You don't have an offensive coordinator. You don't have a head coach anymore. Your program's a joke. Get out of my way, Ole Miss. Let's get to putting a bow on the weekend. We haven't even talked about one of the biggest games, at least going into the weekend. We haven't even mentioned it yet, so we'll get to that. Also, the other coaching carousel stuff. We're back after this. Just be strong. Well, for a brief moment there, we all have the same thought. Oh, my God, it's going to happen again. Ohio State gave up a scoring drive to open the game to Michigan. On the second play from scrimmage, their young quarterback throws a pick. And in that moment, you know we all went to the same place mentally.
Then the flurry started coming down.
Oh, my God, this is happening again. I've seen this movie before. And then Bryce Underwood finishes 8 of 18 for 63 yards at a pick. And Ohio State dominates the rest of the game. They win and finally vanquish the big Michigan monkey on their back, ending a 4-year losing streak. Credit to Ryan Day, because that guy, look, I can't even begin to imagine what life has been like for him at times behind the scenes. Yes, he makes a lot of money. It's a high-paying job. He won a national title, and there's still a segment of his fan base that's like, yeah, but screw this guy. Like, people were telling him to commit suicide when he had his own father commit suicide at a young age. Super ugly. He could have easily gone petty, top rope, I'm dunking on all of you. What now? You know, bleep bleepers. But he didn't. He won with humility. He didn't let his team plant the flag at the middle of the field.
Well, Michigan wasn't going to
They weren't
going to let
it happen. He also was telling, like, no, we're not doing that. That's not what we're going to do. So,
yeah.
I didn't agree with every call he made in the game. He's still an interesting figure in the sport.
Sure.
I was very impressed with the way he handled it, because I don't know if I would have been mature enough to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it was to get the monkey off the back and be able to beat Michigan, and now you go in and, you know, if you beat Indiana in the Big Ten title game, you're the number one seed, you're going to get a bye.
I think they're getting a bye either way.
Oh, I tend to agree.
There's no chance Ohio State drops out of the top four.
I kind of think, This is what's weird about it. I don't think Indiana or Ohio State should drop out of the top four.
No, they shouldn't. They went undefeated. They both have quality wins. They've dominated the majority of their games. This is a reward to play in a conference championship game. And I think a segment and a theme we'll get to the rest of the week is, how do we reimagine this week? Do we like the way it exists? Are we excited for the games? Because
I'm excited for the games, but I don't think there should be much weight on them.
And that's just a weird spot to be in, where it's like, these used to be the massive Saturdays, yes. And Indiana and Ohio State might play again in 3 weeks for all we know in a semifinal game.
100% with you there. Look, I agree that, because we were texting about it, like, oh my God, like the way that started for them, you're like, they're going to do this again.
Yeah.
Once they took the lead, though,
the Jeremiah Smith touchdown on fourth down was like, yeah. Oh.
Which, by the way,
catch or no catch, or touchback or no touchback.
I didn't really I guess I'll admit something here in the trust tree. I didn't really know the full scope of that rule. I thought the ball clearly broke the plane and then it got loose. So if you go by that definition, I think it's a touchdown.
I think that was the definition the refs used,
but
they kept it.
It was fascinating to replay that, and like, it felt like on the broadcast they all thought that was going to be a touchback.
I couldn't hear it because we were live. We were doing the pregame show while that was happening.
The
and
ref
so we're
on
like
TV
watching
said,
up like, what?
He thought it was a touchback. Joel Klatt thought it was a touchback, and then the ref came out and was like, ruling on the field stance, touchdown. It was like, okay, well, that settles that.
That kind of, yeah.
But once he scored, I mean, I think this is the thing for Michigan going forward. Austin Meek has been writing about this for The Athletic. He used to cover Oregon. He's a Michigan guy. And so now he covers Michigan. He's basically like, are we sure Sherrod Moore is good? And he just talked about, hey, all right, you lost, and your offense looked abysmal. If you couldn't run the football for 6, 7, 8 yards, you couldn't do anything. And I think there's a whole other conversation in college football in general. Like, you could do the history of the sport, or you could do the last 4 years, all right, since the sport has changed in the NIL world. How many true freshmen starting quarterbacks light the world on fire or overwhelmingly dominate the sport?
It's a very small number.
I mean, in the last 4 years, you're going to struggle to name a lot of
them. The two that would stand out, Jameis Winston, I believe, was a redshirt freshman.
That was 2013.
But not a true freshman either. He's a redshirt. Johnny Manziel would be the only other one. I couldn't remember if he was a true freshman or a redshirt freshman his first year where he won the Heisman. I think he was a redshirt freshman.
I thought he's a redshirt.
I think he was, yeah.
So, like,
I think you're right there.
Just the true freshman thing. Like, Rayola went through this at Nebraska, right? We saw Underwood, Dante at UCLA. It's not that you shouldn't recruit the five-star stud.
Yeah, Lagway at Florida last
year.
Yeah,
Lagway, right? That's a good one. It's more just like elevating programs because they got the five-star quarterback starting. It's almost, to me, a default of, nah, they're going to lose 3 or more games. Put it down in pen.
Especially against elite teams. Like, they've never seen defenses like
and
that.
Underwood,
they couldn't throw the football.
No, he couldn't throw anything. Yeah. He doesn't read the field. He's not patient.
Yeah. Once Ohio State stopped shooting themselves in the foot, the game was over. They just had plays early where they shot themselves in the foot.
It's more like you don't stop recruiting the five-star true freshman. It's more just like, I don't think I put any stock in you starting your five-star true freshman as a real threat.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. It was a game we were all excited for. The aesthetics of Michigan Ohio State will always be great. The snow this year, like, it was perfect, and then by the time the third quarter rolled around, you're like, all right.
When they got the Tate touchdown, I'm like, that game's done.
Michigan's not scoring 10 more points in this game. There's zero chance that happens. A little bit of coaching news that just came out. UCLA has made a hire. They have hired James Madison's head coach, Bob Chesney. He will be heading to L.A. to be the next UCLA head coach.
Now, is that official? Because I keep seeing Chris that they've
Vanini
offered him five. Okay,
Chris had Vanini, it. He's it. You know, athletic. I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to keep coaching JMU through the Sun Belt Championship and a potential playoff bid, which they have a very good chance of getting. And John Summerall and Eric Morris will do the same at Tulane in North Texas.
By the way, JMU, good example for Oregon State fans. Like, you lost Cignetti, you had the guy step up.
The next guy's gone, you go hire the next guy.
You just keep operating.
Tulane's been doing the same thing. Willie Fritz, and then you get Summerall, and then like, you just keep finding the next guy. You'll be fine if you're good at that level. Some of the other hires, they protested in Arkansas because they hired the Memphis head coach, Ryan Silverfield, and fans showed up with paper bags over their head because they wanted nothing to do with him.
Well, this one was weird because Wednesday we saw multiple Arkansas reporters
Golish was going to get it.
Golish got the job.
And then Golish said, hold on, let's see how the other dominoes fall. I'd rather be the head coach at Auburn because that's a better job. And then Summerall takes the Florida job. Auburn needs a head coach because they didn't get Summerall. And all of a sudden, Golish ends up going to Auburn, and then Arkansas has to look for a new head coach.
It's ballsy to roll from Napier into another group of six coach for Florida, but I actually applaud him for not playing the lane game. Like, go get an adult. I don't know if that guy's going to win. There might be bigger problems at Florida than just the coach, but That guy has been pretty good at Tulane since he took over for Fritz, and them not wanting to wait around for Lane Kiffin to just continue to flirt with him and not be serious, I at least applaud him for making a decision. The weird one here, Nebraska, by the way, just fired their DC, and Rule's post-game press conference after losing and being 7-5 was hilarious.
They got killed.
And he's like, yeah, I don't blame fans for being mad. Just hang with us. It's like, if you lose, like, what's your quarterback situation going to be next year? I have no idea. What is Penn State doing? Because the Chesney guy was supposed to be their main target, according to reports.
The scuttlebutt is Kalani Sitake is the prime candidate at Penn State. Now, is that true? I don't know, but that's the scuttlebutt. I think he's a great coach.
BYU guy. He's winning.
The fit is interesting, to say the least.
I don't think he has an East Coast tie, does he?
Not that I'm familiar with. Like, I don't know if he's ever even coached in the area.
Dude, you're in that garbage conference. Like, you're going to be competing. And his quarterback's a freshman.
Yeah, Bachmeier. Bear Bachmeier's a freshman.
Now, is he going to do the sleazy, dirty thing that coaches are doing to take his quarterback with you?
Yeah, I don't know what the religious affiliation there is. He has never, I mean, Eastern Arizona, BYU, Southern Utah, Utah, Oregon State, BYU are the places he's coached.
He's a Midwest, West Coast guy.
He's a good coach. Nobody doubts that.
No doubt.
I think we learned a lot of this is fit and how it works. And
I think he's a good culture builder too, but
yeah.
Interesting one. You're in a good conference. You're well compensated. You're competing every year.
They fired Franklin to get a head start on the coaching carousel, and now every other job has been filled but theirs. And they were the first team to fire their head coach. It's been a disaster, unless they hit a home run that we don't see coming. So
yeah, unless it's like a Mike Tomlin, because he finally gets fired at Pittsburgh, which,
yep.
Does that get you, Mike Tomlin going to the coaching ranks,
get you excited?
I don't know if it does.
So, like, what do they do if it's not Kalani?
Brian Daboll, maybe. You know, he's a Penn State guy.
Oh, that's a sneaky good pull by you.
Could be it, but who knows?
Coach Bama.
If that's it, then what the hell are you waiting for? He's unemployed right now. You could have hired him a month ago.
I don't know.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. There's a recap of your weekend. Let's answer the poll questions. Get you set for talking about Brian Daboll, a juicy little Monday Night Football game. We'll get to that next on The Fam.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great weekend. It's a good weekend. Hey, everybody.
I tell you something controversial.
No, Husky fans were chirping in my mentions this weekend. What happened? Where'd they all go?
They bowed down.
Did they? Oh, okay.
Danielson and Nestler weren't bad.
They were terrible.
Terrible. That was the best one they've had, though.
That was the best
bar
Danielson.
Is so low that just Damon Williams jumping over it makes it seem like it's an impressive feat.
Whoa.
But his tiny 5'3" ass can't jump that high.
That is a low blow.
Dude, they mispronounced names the entire game. They didn't know who had the ball half the time.
Oh,
for the love of God. They've called like 7 Oregon games this year.
Yeah, you're
just call him Poncho. Just call him Poncho and leave it at Poncho.
Why did he try to say the name? I'd bail on that name.
I don't know. know.
I'd call him Poncho every time. Wouldn't even care if you don't know. Google it. You know what I mean? You know who Poncho is? Google it.
Gary's retiring, so we don't have to deal with that anymore. They do get to call the Sun Bowl. Maybe the Huskies will go to the Sun Bowl, so you might have to deal with them one more time. That could be your bowl game. Maybe you'll get excited about your quarterback ripping a 5-7 team from the ACC again and act like that'll translate to next year. Maybe. Just maybe.
They have a chance to be a 9-win team.
Hey, there you go. Trending in the right direction. Who had the worst weekend? We asked this question. Marty Smith, Jonathan Smith, Damon Williams, or Max Brosmer? Max Brosmer winning this one currently, 38.6%.
I still think it's Marty.
Followed by Jonathan Smith, 31.8%.
He got $33 million to get fired.
Yeah. He did.
All day, please.
Marty Smith had to sleep in a football locker room over the weekend in Oxford. He got 18.2%, and Damon Williams couldn't complete 50% of his passes, and he got 11.4%.
Yeah.
How far will the Ducks go in the college football playoff? Right now, 43.6% of you say they'll win one game and then lose. 32.7% say they'll win two and then lose in the semis. And then 8% of you say they're not going to win at all. And 15% of you say they'll make it all the way to the national championship game. And how do you feel about the hiring of Jamarcus Shepherd in Corvallis? 43.4% love it. 28.1% like it. 27% say, we'll see. Only 1% of you don't like it. And I'm curious, are those trolls who wanted to see the results of the poll question? Or if there's actual Oregon State fans who don't like it, to which point I would say, why?
I mean, there
doesn't mean it's automatically
they won two games
work,
this year. Like, yeah, what just, do we.
What do you.
It's as low as it's going to be, man.
There's nowhere to go from up because you can't get any lower than this. This is as low as you could possibly
go. Yeah, even
go.
If you give me the, yes, you can, you get one game. Like, no, nice. 2-1 doesn't make any difference.
You said that earlier in the show, and that's 2-10 and 1-11 is the same.
It's the same thing in my
Now, 0-12, people don't forget Huskies.
But
0-12 is different. 1-11, 2-10, 3-9, it's the same.
You know the difference between 0-12 and 2-10 in terms of me watching your games is? Nothing. I don't watch. What a waste of my time. So, no, it's no different to me. I don't care. I'm excited to hear the press conference. Have we put an email out to try to get him on the program?
We indeed did.
Okay.
I'm waiting to hear back.
The bat signal has gone up.
Probably don't want to be on our show. We're not the most complimentary.
Well, give us something to be complimentary about. I'm very complimentary of this hire. There's nothing but positivity.
Press conference tomorrow at noon in Corvallis.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have some audio on that on Wednesday.
It's going to be weird to still coach a team out. And then also try to build a
program.
Now,
is he going to finish the season with Alabama, as he said that, or just the SEC title game? I'll be curious that.
I'm just assuming he's finishing the year.
Because he's not a coordinator. So I don't. Sometimes position coaches could be different, but I'm not sure on that.
You're right. Maybe he's not. Maybe
Lanning did it, and they won a title to Georgia, and then he took over at Oregon. We're fine. So, coaches have done it. He'll find a way to do it if he does. Are we excited for Monday Night Football tonight? Jackson Dart back, right?
I'm very bummed by that.
We get a Dart May game?
Dude, Winston was killing it for me in fantasy.
I was just so be a total dud. I don't even know what the weather's like.
I think I'm going to take the Giants.
I think they can cover the number.
7.5?
Yeah.
7.5.
Patriots are constantly flirting with that number.
They've done this a lot.
We didn't get to Aaron Rodgers. We want to talk about how great Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, his receivers are running the wrong route.
Oh, it's somebody else's fault. Yeah. Shocking.
Hey, when we have a film session, why don't you show your ass up?
Huh? I hope his wife consoled him yesterday.
His Canadian girlfriend. You'll see her next summer. Don't worry.
She's so odd.
She's real to me, damn it. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, fun one, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Bill Orem was our guest columnist, the Oregonian, talking about Oregon State hiring a coach and Oregon punching their ticket to the college football playoff. Stick around on YouTube and you'll see one Daniel Meringue in green and yellow face paint. That is coming up next. And we will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm if Harrison Meringue is next. Listening to 1051 FM The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.